Blog Talk Radio.
Keep your head.
Keep your head.
To the sky.
To the sky.
Keep your head.
Keep your head.
Mashiach strengthens me. Welcome to Inspirational Wednesday, brought to you here on Blog Talk Radio from Almhoida. I am Vitor Ra, and Inspirational Wednesday because we are midweek hump day. Some people call it hump day because everybody's living for the weekend, just like an OJ Brother song. Living for the weekend. I suggest you start living for that 1 hour, because the times that we're living in are so unpredictable. And I think, unfortunately, a lot of us take a lot of things for granted, including our lives. What you do for the Mashiach, for Christ, is the only thing that matters, the only thing that you're going to be judged on, inside the scope of law, his Ten Commandments, his other commandments that you're aware of. That's what you're going to be judged on. How nice, not how nice of a person you were, what you wore or how often you didn't cheat and steal. Nah. What you did with these laws and commandments, that's what it comes down to. Midweek, I'm hoping that you're not just living for the weekend, but that you're just saying, you know, hey, I'm doing the best I can with the little bit I got, and I'm pushing. And Inspirational Wednesday with that song, Optimistic, it's all about the push. We just keep pushing. We fall down. We get up. A just man will fall 7 times. Most High will keep restoring you if you've got the right mindset. But somebody who does not know him or really love him will fall and stay there and not get up and make excuses for their situation. But you who love him, you know when you're wrong. You repent and you carry on. And I'm quite sure today we're going to talk about overcoming. Before we go any further, for those of you that are going through some things, it's really on my heart, those of you struggling with sickness and these flus and these colds, I'm going to ask the Father to be a healer to you in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Father, we ask that you help my family, my brothers and sisters that are struggling with these colds and these flus and depression and oppression, suicidal thoughts, all the different things that come with everyday life. May you put a new attitude within them and set them free and deliver them from those oppressing spirits and give them peace and joy. Let them know that you care for them and that you are the answer, the hope to glory. Father, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we pray, so be it. Right before we get into it, talking about what's going on with you and your world, Aviram, Brother Aviram, Shalom, how you doing out there today?
Shalom, Brother V, I'm doing just fine. Feeling optimistic, just like the song said. I'm just happy that the Most High has let me see another day. All I can do is be optimistic about things. I want to say hi to all the brothers and sisters out there and strangers among us. I hope you're having a great day today. But, you know, you mentioned something about living for the weekend. I have to confess, I do live for the Shabbat.
Hey, that's a bad song right there, though.
Yeah.
Some of these young folks, they don't know nothing about that. I think it was the OJs. Yeah, he said it's Friday, and I just got paid. Living for the week.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but you know, some of the young folks who came up with the parents, you know, because I know I used to be, my son knew all the oldies at the time, you know, because he, you know, that I wasn't playing the other stuff in my car.
Right. Okay, well, it's good to hear all is going good in your world. I know you secured the place for us to be there. And so we're going to go ahead and ride with that. I had mentioned to you that we were thinking about using this other facility, but we're going to go ahead and ride what you got set up. And we'll invite all of our brothers and sisters out to our local Mishpacha that's awoke to the Passover. And if you got loved ones that are coming to this troop, to our local Passover out here, which we'll be celebrating on the 31st, sundown the Friday before. And then immediately following that, we go into the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Immediately following. So, exciting times.
Yes.
Very exciting times. Anything else going on out there in your world?
Oh, nothing that I can think of at this time. Like I said, just feeling blessed.
Oh, praise the Lord. So you'll be hearing more about what's coming in the coming day, especially during the Shabbat lesson when we have the announcements. And, of course, Sister Tamar talks about it on the heart of a Hebrew woman. Hope to be with you in straight and chaser, the Most High willing. Right now we're dealing with Inspirational Wednesday. And just out of conversation, because I think today what I want to do is come from a philosophical viewpoint and encourage our people in layman's terms. I know we kind of get deep into precepts on the Sabbath, but brothers and sisters are becoming very inconsistent in their personality, their presentation, what they say, what they do, and It's because they're struggling and wrestling with a lot of various things. I know for a fact that Hashatan got a 1-2-3 punch, not just a 1-2 punch. You know, he's got a, yeah, he'll throw that set. He'll throw that set at you. And people have a tendency to believe that they're the only ones going through a trial when they're going through a trial.
Yeah, you're right about that, because, matter of fact, I was talking to my nephew and let him know, you know, there's a lot of people going through things out here, you know, and that's when we really need to seek the Most High. You know, when you're going through things and you're not feeling right, like I said, that's the time to seek the Most High. We should be seeking Him all the time, but especially then, call upon Him. When you get in those types of situations.
Absolutely, and I'm glad you bring that up, because that was something that was on my heart, because I was just praying to see which direction to go into, because I think I had one thing on the Shabbat, then I kind of felt a different way today. But the first thing that came up was, thy word have I hid in my heart. You find where that's at. That I might not sin against thee. Thy word have I hid. Now, the key thing is that he's pointing out that you have to spend time with him by spending time in the word. When you said what you just said about drawing close to him, most people don't even know where that starts or how that begins. And so when you see David, which is in Psalms 119, verses 11 through 16, he says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies, as much in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts. And have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. I will not forget thy word. David, in Psalms 119, 11 through 16, qualifies what it takes to become closer to the Father, which starts with hiding something in your heart, which also means learning it and putting it to memory, not to use, but getting it memorized, learning it. People don't know the value of memorizing certain verses. The Holy Spirit, the Ruach, only comes to remind you of things that you have read and remembered and rehearsed. So we have Psalms 119:11, starting with hiding in my heart and ending with I will not thy word. And the purpose that David said is, why am I doing this? So that I won't fall into 1 John 3:4 that says sin is transgression of the law. The only time you're in sin is when you are breaking the statutes, laws, and commandments. How do you know if you're breaking them if you don't know them? So if you're trying to get your life right, trying to get your life straight, talking about you want to get to know God, I'm trying to draw closer to God, it comes through learning, memorizing, and knowing the word. That's what takes you back into Psalms 19:7 and to change. As you memorize, you actually begin to change from within all the way out, because Psalms 19:7 says that the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. So he'll change your very DNA, change who you are, change your essence when you begin to memorize the word. For you to memorize something, that's for you to spend time with it. You didn't learn a song and know a song by heart unless you sang it over and over and over and over and over again. So if you're not spending quality time with the Father, of course you've got problems. Don't call me with your schizophrenic problems, and then I ask you, when's the last time you prayed or read the word? You was like, last week. You don't love it. You're not after it. So
this is true. I mean, you when you read Psalms and you read about our brother David, I mean, he puts most of us to shame how he used to delight in praying and worshiping and getting with the Most High, getting with Allah. I mean, here he is a king, and he's dancing for the Most High. He's out there dancing for the Most High. And his wife, she got upset that I told him, you're the king. This is what you're doing out there. But he said, I was praising the Most High. I was dancing for the Most High. And he appreciates it.
Yeah, what I'm saying is that because even me and Tamar were saying that we don't like being outdone by the Muslims who pray five times a day. We don't even pray three times a day. And we should pray in the morning, pray after, and the evening. We should take that time out. When you began to spend this kind of time, you don't have time for foolishness. You won't be focusing on your defeat. It's the same thing as when you sit up here and worry about, when am I going to get a blessing? When am I going to make more money? When am I going to hit the lottery? And then there's somebody out there sleeping in a pup tent, don't know where the next meal is coming from. Cold as I don't know. You have more than they will ever have, and you're complaining. There's just no balance. So I just want people to kind of put some brothers and sisters, I want y'all to put some things in perspective. Now, I can get into these precepts and let you see just exactly what the Father's saying, because it's very simplistic. I think people overthink it and they can't see it. But what I want you to understand is the importance of memorizing the scriptures he gave us that said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And unfortunately, we read that and we don't believe it. So we will be thrust into a position to where we have to see his hand. And then that scripture will take, it would not only become reality, it just would take precedence in your life from that point on, because it became a reality to you. So when we talk about midweek overcoming and fighting depression, because that's a sickness too, or when your body feels bad, I know when your body can feel so bad that it causes depression. You feel like, I'm getting old, I'm sick, I'm feeble, this pain is killing me, I can't take it no more, and you want to cut the extremity off with the pain. I understand how that can be, which is why we have to understand that this is not just by walk or talk. You know, we get caught up in our Hebrewism and our rags, our scarves, and our shalawams, but at the end of the day, you sit in your house sometimes depressed, discouraged, and suicidal, and overdoing things. Well, there is the Most High has a place for you, which is a place of peace, understanding. And the prosperity I'm going to tell you about is the prosperity that comes through knowing that you have resources through him and that you have a wealth of gifts and talents to give to people in the streets and to bless them. You have the ability to lay hands on the sick and they recover, to teach them how to eat better, the dietary law, to teach them how to keep these commandments so that they might have a right to the tree of life. Instead of languishing on your problems, I'm starting to realize that the Father's going to really be tough on some of us for not utilizing all the wonderful, masterful gifts that we had to bring people, Israel, back to the house of truth. We're sitting on our hands and fingers being distracted by all the drama in Israel, because there's plenty of it, constantly. But we're not using our gifts to be a blessing to one another. We're being distracted. Anything you want to say, Brother D?
Yeah, no, I can sit you right. We ought to be distracted. If you don't mind, now, when I mentioned about David and how he was dancing, I can read a little bit of that.
Go ahead.
Okay. Let's see. 6 and 7. Let's see. What did I do with that? Hold on a second. Oh, shoot, that's really... Go ahead while I'm looking for that. Okay.
Okay. I'm getting ready. I'm sorry?
No, go ahead while I'm still looking for this.
Okay, so what I want to do... is get into some precepts about overcoming and overcoming your situations. You know, this time is akin to on the Gregorian calendar when December comes right before Christmas. So we're getting ready to come into a high holy day where Hebrews come together, and we're actually coming into the new, the Hebrew New Year, the Hebrew from the Hebraic calendar. Some follow the Enochian calendar, the Noahic calendar, but it's all around the same time frame that the equinox, where spring comes and things begin to bloom, and it's equal parts day and night that we see a new year. And then immediately 14 days after that, we go into a Passover, which talks about our redemption through the blood. But prior to that, even you Hebrews can get depressed because Hashatan doesn't want to see you come together with the brothers. Why? Well, because, you know, once he can get you alone on the island by yourself, then you're more easily to be destroyed because he can play with your emotions and your feelings. And this is why the scripture said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. The isolationist that takes pride in saying, I'm a loner, I walk alone. Yeah, you walk probably in lunacy because you believe everything you hear in your emotions and soul. Instead of having checks and balances, that's what other people are around for, to give you checks and balances, observations, viewpoints, a different perspective of how it looks from another person's angle, because you'll start believing your own mess if left alone. Why do you think they throw prisoners in the hole when they've done wrong? Because they almost reach the point of insanity when they're in their four walls if they can't come to a place of peace. So these things I want you to understand. Go ahead.
And I would think that you know, you would want to fellowship with your brothers, your sisters. You get together, you speak about the word, you learn the word, you uplift each other. So I don't understand I'm doing my own thing. Go ahead.
Let me help you out real quick. Let me explain it to you real quick. It's I am great in my own mind, and since y'all don't recognize my greatness, I'm going to go back to my own kingdom.
Yeah, that's not the right spirit.
It's not the right spirit
of the Most High.
And you know these type of people because when they come around you, they want to be heard, acknowledged, vindicated, and validated. So there's issues that they're bringing to the table. These are like, you can't play with my toys issues that go way back to childhood that people don't get delivered from. That's why I'm talking about overcoming and deliverance, the practical aspects that a lot of Hebrews don't come into. So some of these people are just selfish by nature and want to be acknowledged. You know, like I said, iron sharpens iron, but that takes two different persons at least to sharpen things and run ideas off of each other and say, that don't sound right, brother. And if you got enough humility to hear that and receive it and take another look at it, then you my brother. But if you like, don't tell me what's right and what's not right, that's another spirit, and that's of Hashatan. And that spirit normally wants to isolate itself so that it can't and will not be challenged, especially by the status quo. So that's a demonic spirit.
That brings up that spirit of pride. And we know the Most High does not get down with pride.
No, he does not. It goeth before fall. It goeth right before fall. I was just talking about, I hate to bring it up, but we were just talking about one of the brothers, like, you know, rose to the occasion when it came to sling some mess. But now that everything has died down, you know, where you at? I mean, you know, you're not even doing the will of the Father, you know. So what did hinder you? And what had you acting that way? These are the things we have to look at, which I appreciate the lesson you did last week, that we can't let everybody move us into anger because they're probably being utilized by Satan for a season.
This is true. Just like I was saying, we have to We have to control ourselves. And, you know, with the Most High, when you focus on the Most High, you focus on this word, it gets you in a frame of mind to where you do control yourself.
Yeah. And I'm just, you know, like I said, I was praying to see what direction to go this morning. And I, what keeps coming in my head are some of my brothers and sisters that just keep getting attacked. 1 week, you know, they're feeling like, okay, I want to come show myself. Next week, I don't want to be around them. I prefer to hide myself. Matter of fact, I don't want to be around anybody. And it's just a trick of the enemy to isolate us, because if there's been times where I've been in a bad place, and if I would have remained isolated, I probably would have destroyed myself. But when you humble yourself and let somebody come into that space and begin to minister you, to you and talk to you, then you're saying that I need help. I can't do this alone, but it's a place of humility. So from an encouragement standpoint, and then I'm going to go through a couple of precepts that have to do with overcoming. From an encouragement standpoint, let me say this to you. I talk about this all the time in front of different audiences, that sometimes you have to actually go through that point that seems painful, that you thought you wouldn't survive, because it's a point of death. And when the Father comes in and starts teaching you the statutes, laws, and commandments, the old you begins to die out. You begin to dress different, eat different, pray different, socialize different. So there's a part of you that dies off, and it's painful to let it go because you're familiar with it. But in everything, as far as a metamorphosis and a change, that a transition, it comes after a death. This is why the Most High, our Savior, our Messiah, said, remember my death, not my birthday. Everybody wanted to know when he was born. He said, don't focus on that. Focus up on my death, Passover. Focus up on what I'm doing so that you can be redeemed. Focus up on me going to Calvary so that I can bring the 12 tribes back home without an excuse. So your death will be important too, dying out to your flesh, being transformed, because that's what happens with a caterpillar when it goes into a cocoon. It dies, and then comes out with with wings and able to fly and go over its problems and its obstacles. So, you know, all deaths are bad, and most deaths you're probably going to cry and be in pain. But weeping endures for a night and joy comes in the morning. That's what that scripture means, that it's a season for you to go through that painful aspect. So once that's over, then you go into the other aspect. But nobody, Brother Abiram, wants to go to the death. They just can't do it.
Well, yeah, and, you know, if that person dies and they had their mind right, they were in the Most High, they were following the laws, statutes, and commandments, then, you know, you delight in that, because they have put themselves in a position to where, you know, they will be in the kingdom.
Right.
If I,
I'll give them this, though. Even the Messiah was sweating and got a little nervous and said, is there any other way we could do this? He was sweating like great drops of blood. He said, let this cup pass. And then he's like, all right, come on, let's go ahead and get it done.
Possible.
Yeah, yep.
Exactly. So then first I was looking for in 2 Samuel 6:14 about David. It shows you how much. So the reason why the Most High loved David so much, because David put all he had into worshiping the Most High. And 2 Samuel 6:14 said, and David danced before the Most High with all his might. And David was girded with a linen ephod. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the cup of the Most High with shouting and with the sound of a trumpet. And as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michelle, Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw the King David leaping and dancing before the Most High, and she despised him in her heart. I jump down to verse 21 when she confronted him about that. Then David returned to bless his household, and Michelle, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David and said, how glorious was the King of Israel today, who uncovered himself today in the eyes of the handmaidens of his servants, as one of the vain fellows shamelessly uncovered himself. And David said, and that was 20, David said unto Michelle, it was before the Most High which chose me before thy father and before all his house to appoint the ruler over, put me ruler over the people of the Most High, over Israel. Therefore, I play before the Most High. He puts a lot of us to shame looking at how he worshipped and thought and spent time getting closer to the Most High.
But he danced out his clothes, you know.
I'm telling you.
And it was like, boy, you showed out today, boy. You got butt naked. And his wife got ticked off.
And, you know, that happens at times, you know. You got to stand strong.
Right. She was just mad because he got naked. All them concubines is probably just giggling away. Look at the king.
Yeah, because she's expecting to hear him. And, did you see your husband out there? You see what he did? You see her? You know, so that's what she's thinking about.
Yeah, I saw what she working with.
Yeah.
I got to pray for the sisters. Pray for the sisters. But
yeah.
Out of that story, though, to give him a praise. And you know what? I don't know. Let me tell you about the other side of that story, and then I'll go into a couple of precepts on overcoming for the people. The other side of that story is, check this out. David, that Ark of the Covenant, David had gave to his grandfather, Obed. And Obed, because he was scared to take it back into Jerusalem and into the temple. And his grandfather, he said, what? You want me to keep an eye on the ark in my house? He kept that ark in his house, and his whole house was blessed for that whole week that he had in his house. Because all he did was dance around it and praise it and worship. And all these blessings came on his house. David was peeking through the window one day, saw what he was doing, saw the blessings, and said, man, we got to get this thing back to Jerusalem, back to the capital. So get the thing. Yeah, so it was a great story, but he was afraid of it because it had killed one of the soldiers, touched it and dropped dead. So he was like, get this thing.
Two of them, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, get this away from me. I don't want to fool with this thing. So it's some major story in that right there. With obedience and sacrifice and praise in the midst of that. So to the Mishpachah, to my brothers and sisters, I'm going to say, whatever you're doing to keep on praising, keep on worshiping. You know, Brother Crawford, praying for you, keeping you in the prayers, that you brothers will be consistent. This is what the Most High is looking for out of us. When he said, go make disciples, that word disciple comes from that word discipline. So we are making people that will disciple themselves and discipline themselves after the statutes, laws, and commandments. So I think as brothers and sisters, the main important thing that can be a witness to our families and everybody else is being consistent and being the same and having the same character and integrity, that they can't look at you and say, well, maybe they're not crazy. Maybe they're not a Muslim. Maybe they haven't lost their mind. Yeah, no, we're walking in this truth. But it don't mean I'm not going to go through some hell. So for those of you that are going through hell and you hide behind a rock, okay, well, Elisha did it, so we'll give you that. But, you know, weeping may endure for a night, like I said. These things, too, must pass. So you have to overcome whatever it is you're going through. And whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger. First one I want to give, you can stop me when you want to, Brother Abraham, is John 16:33. I have told you these so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. Let me read it again. In this world you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world. He said, if I did it, you can do it. Here's another key. Romans 12:21. Do not be overcome by evil. But what should I do then? Overcome evil with good. We hate that one. We don't like that one. So let's skip down to the next one. 1 Corinthians 15:57. But thanks be to Yah who gives us the victory through Ahamashiach Yeshua. high. Now listen to this one right here. 1 John 5:4. For everyone that is born of God overcomes the world. I'll say it. That everyone that is born of Yah overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. If you don't believe he's going to bring you out or that you will come out of the rut that you're in, then you're not going to come out. You've got to keep looking for a way out and know that you're coming out and know that it's not going to last. One of my favorite ones, Romans 8:37. Know in all things that we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. He loved us first. He makes us more than conquerors.
Just like Yeshua says, we're not better than the master. The master went through this. You know, he had to have these trials and tribulations, and instead we should expect that this is going to happen, because, like you said, the world didn't love him, so the world's not going to love us. They expect him to come for you, expect him to oppress you, and we just need to, seek him and overcome, just as you said.
That's right. Let's look at 1 John 5:5. Who is it that overcomes the world? Who can do this? Well, only the one who believes that Yeshua is the Son of God. So you non-messianic maniacs, you will never overcome the world since you don't believe he's the Son of Yah.
No, they're actually following the synagogue of Satan. Because we know that that's what they believe.
There you go. Let's look at this one right here, because I want you to, Revelation 3:21. Listen to how this is read. To the one who is victorious, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I was victorious and sat down with my Abba on his throne. Again, to the one who's victorious. Do you know what he's saying right there? To the one that keeps going, hangs in there, and win, is still in there when I come back, is found doing my commandments when I return. The one that didn't throw in the towel, said the hell would it, give up, never knew him, cutting him off, cutting the holy days off, playing games with this truth. No, not you. The one that just keeps doing this. I don't care how many Sabbaths you get tired of having, how many brothers and sisters you get tired of calling. You need your brothers and sisters. I don't care how many holy days. No, you keep going, keep doing. Get it right. Because the one who is victorious, this is the run. The one that will have a right to sit with him on the throne. You don't want to sit with Yeshua. You rather burn with that eternal body that will not be singed by fire, but will get hot as I don't know what. Think about it, brothers and sisters. Count it all joy just by being victorious in him. Ain't nothing greater than keeping these statutes, laws, and commandments.
We all know this is not an easy walk. You know, you have to work at this. It's easy to live in sin and to live in the world. That's why Hashtag keeps coming at you, trying to get you to give up, to where you're going to go back to living in that world, because it's easy living in that world, to assimilate into that situation there. But we need to hold fast and overcome, just as you mentioned.
Yes, sir. Hold fast and overcome. That's all we got to do. So that's all I wanted to say for today. Just to encourage the brothers and the sisters. There's a lot going on. Hopefully we'll get to talk about some of this stuff on Straight and Chaser, but today's not the current events. It's just to say, keep going. Like that little choo-choo train, I think I can. Well, just know that you can. Just keep going and keep your faith strong. Never stop believing or never start doubting and think that he's not in your situation. He is. He's watching and waiting to see what you're going to do. Are you going to keep fasting? Keep praying? Keep reading the Bible? Keep teaching the word. Keep waking your people up. Or are you going to succumb to what the situation looks like? So if you're being affected externally by what you see, then you're not worthy.
Second Corinthians, the fourth chapter, tells us that the things seen are temporal and the things unseen are eternal. So if you see yourself coming out, you're seeing yourself coming out with eternal victory. So it is about your thoughts and your imaginations and what you do with them, brothers and sisters. So stop listening to this word like it's just words bouncing off a ceiling. Commit these things to your life. And commit these things to the way that you get down. Because this Bible right here, like they said in the book of Eli, this ain't no just no book, it's a weapon. You need to know that. Brother Adi Ram, any final words?
Yeah, just as you said, this is a good lesson here about overcoming and being being strong in the word. We need to keep doing that. We need to know that they're always going to be coming at us. You know, the hostile is going to be saying all kind of things toward us to get us to fall off this glorious path. But we need to, when that happens, we need to look toward the Most High. See, so they ride our ship, stand us back up, and we keep on walking in this walk.
Absolutely. Just keep on going. Well said, well said. So, yeah, be whole, be healed, you know, get your herbs, get your tea. Don't let the rain get you down. You know, love the life that you have at this present time, because it could be end. It could end in the blink of an eye. You know, and then you don't know where you going to wake up at if you ain't doing the right thing. So let's keep these statutes, laws, and commandments, brothers and sisters. And, you know, stop tripping. Your life ain't that bad. It's all good.
Yeah, hallelujah, because it is always someone got it worse than you. And so you just have to thank the Most High for your blessings and keep that, keep in the word and looking at the Most High to help you out of whatever situation you're in. I mean, just keep praising him. And when something happens you don't like, the first thing you should do is say, praise Yah. You know,
yeah.
And that's going to make Hashem more mad than that, because that's why he's mad at Job, because Job stuck with the Most High, but he was trying to do everything he could to get him to turn away. And that's what he wants us to do. He wants us to turn away. That's why we need to keep focused on the Most High.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well said.
Hallelujah.
Well, until next time, until we get together again, keep your optimism up. Some exciting times in this reality show with all this fake news going on. So let's keep it going and let's stay strong. Yeah. Peace and blessings.
Yeah, let's hope. Yeah, let's hope we can get all these brothers and sisters to start fellowshipping and getting with their own.
Yeah, before we get off, I'm hoping we can talk about that, because I think they said we probably got two more months left of the internet at this capacity. So what they want to do is start blocking all the information that refutes all the fake news. That's what they want to do.
Yes.
So we'll talk about that. We need to fellowship more often. So we will be getting together soon, as you know. Most High willing.
Most High willing.
All right, brothers and sisters, the only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it, because truth is a journey, not a destination. Shalom.
Shalom.
Keep your head.